Moncrief on News Talk.
Here I go. Just give me a moment. Football's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. If I sing that to you, would you immediately chime in with football's coming home and think that the home that we're referring to is England? Because that's where it comes home to, and that's where the beautiful game really originated, didn't it? Well, my next guest certainly doesn't think so. Jed O'Brien is the founder of Scottish Football Museum. He joins us now. Jed, how are you today?
Tom, I'm totally fine.
I didn't break you out into a cold sweat there by singing a bit of "It's Coming Home," did I?
I get used to it. It's enjoyable nonsense, and we'll file it under lies with all the rest of the nonsense that everybody learned, including myself, until I had my road to Damascus in 1990 and grew up a bit.
Yeah, right. So 1990 was Italia. It was Italia, wasn't it? It was the big one at which Scotland were at. And I remember all the songs about that at the time. They were highly entertaining. How come that was your Damascus moment?
Because I had been working in Manchester, and in 1990, the SFA and Glasgow City Council asked me to do a feasibility study for a National Football Museum. So I ended up in the offices of Queen's Park Football Club. Proudly, they're showing me their photo albums going back to 1873. And in the 1881 album, in both the Scotland and Queen's Park teams, there was a black guy at the back. Now, I knew my history because I'd read every book, and I knew that a guy called Wharton from Preston North End was the first black footballer. And here was this guy called Andrew Watson. And I realized that I was actually looking at the world's first black footballer. And so I came away thinking, well, see if I've got such a fundamental piece of information wrong. What else have I got wrong? And the answer pretty much, Tom, was everything.
Right. So I know we don't have much time, and I know a lot of people think that the English, I nearly said the wrong word there, have been claiming England football for a very long time. So what was the evidence that you started to discover that it might be more Scotland should lay that claim?
Two words, Scotch professor. The guys who played this incredible passing and running game, whereas England played this mad dribbling like a lunatic game. And the Scotch professors were taken down to all the new clubs in Lancashire in the 1870s and 1880s to teach them to play this cool game. And of course, this game in one version or other had been played for at least 500 years in Scotland.
Some of the evidence you found is via the Presbyterians, isn't it?
Well, 1560, Scotland goes seriously Protestant. And they start setting up their new churches. And it really bugs them, people like Samuel Rutherford in Anwath, that the people walked past the church to play football. And he went out to remonstrate with them, as loads of Presbyterians did, to no effect. And we found the pitch where these people played in 1627.
Now, right, 1627, I presume that's taking it a long way ahead of any claim that England could possibly make.
Oh God, yes, but more importantly, it's the fact that football is the sport of the clans, where the individual succeeds with the support of everybody else. That's football. And that's the game we play now everywhere in the world. And Scots took the game through the 1872 First International and spread it around the world, including to Ireland in 1878.
Wow, it's kind of like we had St. Patrick going over to you and bringing stuff, and you're bringing us the gift of football, which we can't thank you for enough. But I find fascinated that it's actually some of the most compelling evidence is the Presbyterians telling people not to play it.
Because particularly with the Reformation, it was serious. Scotland was in effect a theocracy. So you have these people who realize if you're not walking to the church, you're walking towards a football pitch, you're walking towards Satan. And this Presbyterian church tried to get as many people to be ministers to stop this. In fact, they had a concern that not enough of their ministers knew the Irish tongue so that they could speak what would be Scots Gaelic to these guys that were playing football and women in the north of Scotland.
And one of your big things, this man, Reverend Samuel Rutherford, he went on to what you think is one of the oldest football pitches you can find, pretty much to stop them playing on it. Was that it?
Oh, a very, very typical, and it's fantastic coincidence, because he's really famous as a theologian, which is why we have this idea of he goes out, uses the prehistoric stones as his witness that they're all doing well. And the ground is so poor, it's not being used for agriculture, so it's still there. 400 years ago, regular football being played, proper football, and the Scots have that timeline right through to now.
And you're sure now it's the same kind of game? Are there any kind of descriptions of what it was like?
Well, that's true, although Aberdeen Grammar in the 1600s has a nice description. But you can work back, because the game that Scotland played was called Scottish Combination. And when the English saw it, they were absolutely amazed, because that's cheating. Passing the ball for the English posh guys that played football, that was cheating. You're a coward, because I should be allowed to kick you up in the air and try and run off with the ball.
Right, I know. Their way, their bloody way, honest to God. And listen, have you got much reaction? Have they sent a hit squad to have you taken out or anything? They won't.
One person has bitten, but the problem I find is they try to ignore me, because the minute you start engaging with me, you're in deep, deep trouble, because I've got 35 years of research here. And bring it on, because I'd be totally happy to engage with anybody.
Bring it on. I think we'd leave that as the last word. Bring it on, said Ged. Ged, thank you very much for joining us today. Ged O'Brien there, founder of the Scottish Football Museum, with evidence that it was Scotland actually invented the beautiful game.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.